Welcome to Voices of Protest, Alameda Community Radio's coverage of the second annual Women's March in downtown Oakland, California. We spoke to dozens of protesters involved in the march, our neighbors from near and far.
Hi, I'm Renata. I live in East Oakland, very proudly East Oakland resident.
My name is Holly. I live in Berkeley.
Dana from Oakland.
Allie Jones from Berkeley.
Mishka, and I'm from Alameda.
Michael, I live in Albany, California.
Nora, in Oakland.
Yes, my first name is Carolina, and I live in Oakland.
Juliana, and I live in San Leandro.
My name is Nico, and I was born in Berkeley.
My name is Alice Bynum, and I live in Berkeley.
Victoria, Oakland, California.
Johanna, and I live in Berkeley, California.
My name is Liz Santos.
And where are you from?
I'm from San Francisco.
My name is Erika Marina de Ixchel.
And where are you from?
I am from Oakland.
Beautiful.
And my family is from Mexico.
Oh yeah, my name is Tucker, and I'm born and raised in Oakland, California.
Okay, my name is Al, and I'm from Oakland originally. I live in Berkeley now.
Michael, I'm from Berkeley, California.
My name is Lenore, and I'm from Fairfax in Marin County.
My name's Greg, and I'm from Fairfax, too.
I'm Samantha, and I come from Washington, D.C.
My name is Sadie, and I come from Oakland, California.
Kim from Oakland, California.
My name's Michelle, and I live in Oakland.
I'm going to use my stage name, which is Barbary Rose, and I live in Oakland, California.
My name's Miriam, and my city is Venice, California, in Los Angeles.
My name is Corinne Dolce, and I'm from Berkeley, California.
I'm Monica Bruletti. I live in Kensington.
Kalia.
And where are you from?
San Jose.
All right.
I'm Paul from Alameda.
My first name is Bobby, and I'm from Berkeley.
Michelle Danthin, and the city that I'm in is Oakland.
Trina Richardson, and the city that I'm in is Oakland.
My name is Roselda Nathil.
And what city are you from?
I'm from Oakland, California.
Beautiful.
Passing some people in vest marked Oakland Peace Ambassador. I have a feeling they knew where all the bathrooms are.
We asked the people, what inspired you to come out to the protests today? Here is what they said.
I think it's great that a lot of women are starting to speak out, and it's time for our voices to be heard and show that we're not going to stand for what's going on right now. We need to have change.
What brings me out here today is women's rights, women being heard, women finally having a voice, especially from the Me Too and Time's Up. We matter, and we make a difference.
The need to see that you aren't alone, and that's there's times when you're sitting in your house and you're so overwhelmed and depressed by what you see on television, and then you go out and you see all these positive, amazing women and people who, and you just don't feel as much like you're alone and that you can actually have a voice.
You know, I don't see it as so much as a protest. I think it's really just a celebration and a gathering and a really sort of pulling together the influence and the power and sort of amazingness of all the women that really sort of haven't realized what we have to begin with. So it's really just sort of, I think, starting and coalescing and recognizing who we already are.
What is it about today's protest that inspired us to come out? It's exactly 1 year ago today that we were out here protesting the election. So here we are again with more stuff to protest, I guess.
One of the things that was inspiring last year was the large and diverse sense of resistance and a remarkable level of optimism about that, which after a very painful several months following the election was good to see, and we hope to see that again.
For me, because I'm a kindergarten teacher, my students are inspiring me to be here today.
I think it's cool to see how many people all come out, especially all the little kids, just having everybody together.
The thing that inspires me to come out today is the fact that we are regressing rather than progressing as a society and a country. And I prefer to go forward than backward.
This protest is important because we're going through a very critical point in our history. And we have a man in power who's reckless. And also because women's rights have been undervalued for a very long time. So we need to do something about it, and I'm here to support the Women's March.
I think we have to have different causes represented throughout this march. Of course, it is about especially combating misogyny against all kinds of people who identify women or who may have vaginas. So we may not be sexually harassed and grabbed at someone else's will. But I think it's also about talking about just immigration, talking about all kinds of ridiculously draconian and anti-human causes that are happening are in this current regime. I think I'm here especially to represent queer people, immigrant people, people of color, and all of us whose voices are being silenced right now.
Today's protest is so important. I was here a year ago for the first one, and I'm waiting for my family because I want all my family to know where I stand for freedom for everyone. And that's why I'm here. It's important to show the world that we do stand for freedom, not for hate.
What inspires me to be here today is that I believe there's power in numbers, and I like to be a part of a collective voice sending a clear message to Washington that this is not okay, it's never been okay, and we're gonna vote.
Let's see, to get equal rights and to make sure that the world is fair to women and men.
Extreme anger about the direction of the country and, you know, particularly about Donald Trump and the Republicans in Congress.
I feel really honored to be in the presence of my community members who want to recognize that our protest has never ended. I remember last year's march being an incredibly moving landmark event in my life, and this year's march feels like the affirmation that that continues.
What's inspired me to be here today is the unity and the strength of peaceful protesters and the creativity as well as the hope that this may lead to something lasting and more permanent and empowering in the midst of so much pain and marginalization.
I just feel like in this current political climate, it's really easy to feel powerless, to feel like you don't have a voice in what's happening in politics at the moment. And it's just very reassuring to be surrounded by people that feel similarly to you. It makes me feel better about the future of our country. It makes me feel better about my fellow Americans and what we can accomplish and what's possible. So just the main reason I'm here is to be surrounded by people that feel similar to me and want to disrupt what's happening in Washington.
Well, what inspired me to come, you know, I came last year for the first march and I went to the one in San Francisco, and I think it's important for all women and all women of color of all different perspectives and worldviews to come together and really express our voice, you know, and try to push this movement. It happened last year. It's happening this year for it to continue. It's something that, you know, it can't stop. You know, it comes from the grassroots. And I think women, you know, are the ones that are really pushing forth many of the issues, and we definitely want more men to be our allies and to come along as well, because we want our society to be more equitable.
Finding my voice and empowerment. I went last year. I was living in St. Paul and marched from the cathedral to the Capitol, and there was a large women of color and indigenous contingent, and we all marched in a large LGBTQA contingent as well, and it was super empowering. And so now I'm back out here back home and wanted to join with my girlfriend and my mom and wreak a little havoc, I guess.
You know, I came out here today
for so many reasons. You know, I'm holding the sign here, you know, for the March for Science, which is related to this March for Women, which is related to March for Immigrants and March for Black Lives Matters. I mean, there's so much that's going on with the administration, not specifically the president, but definitely related to the president, that the reasons that I could come out here are almost infinite. But it's absolutely vital that people come out and show that they're not happy with everything that's going on right now at those higher levels and locally as well.
You know, we came out last year, and in my family, we've been coming out and demonstrating. For me, I just like to come out and be counted with the crowd and take up some space and show that I care.
Well, I mean, coming out here, I think a lot of it is we really want to push gender equality, you know, women's reproductive rights, and also just kind of solidarity amongst, like, all the people in the community to be like, hey, you know, we're all kind of in things together, and your problems are my problems.
We just have to keep protesting this illegitimate occupant of the Oval Office, and we just have to stay strong. I just wanted to be here to say we're still back here a year later. Nothing's changed. We're resisting. Nothing has changed.
Yeah, what she said.
I was inspired to come out today because I'm very angry that families are being separated through deportation policies that don't respect human rights, that women are being disrespected, their bodies are being disrespected, and in particular, Black trans women are being murdered on a regular basis because our society has given in to bigotry and fear because of economic oppression, and so there's a lot of reasons. Yeah.
The reason I'm out here for today's protest is because it's been exactly a year since this corrupt and illegal administration has railroaded our government and our rights, and I'm excited to take it back and be part of and be encouraged by how many people are with us in that movement.
I'm inspired to come out and protest today because I'm extremely angry about the way that our government has become so severely corrupted. It's been corrupted for a long time, but I think that with this current administration, the corruption is just so blatant and in our face that if we don't stand up and bring our voices out into the streets, we are just accepting fascism.
Well, I'm here with some other sex workers and sex worker allies, and we felt it was really important to be at the Women's March just to show our support and, like, show that we are part of this community as well, because a lot of times feminism excludes sex workers. So we wanted to just be present so people are aware that, you know, we deserve all human rights as well.
I just want to be a voice for humanity, not just women, but every issue that people are bringing up today is so prevalent in what's going on today with our country. And I'm here to support women, not bashing the patriarchy, but also honoring the sacred feminine.
You know, I was so inspired to come out to the protest today because I wanted to get reinvigorated in 2018 for another year of resisting and fighting and making everybody's voices heard in politics and the democratic process.
And I came out to the protest today because I get depressed reading the news too much, and it's nice to be filled with the spirit of resisting and womanhood and everyone.
She's also being modest. She's actually an OBGYN up in Highland Hospital.
Oh, yes.
And she is here because she is passionate about making sure women have access to safe health care.
Yes.
That is her number one priority.
Reproductive rights and also immigrants' rights. I see a lot of undocumented women. And so I'm here today as Lady Liberty to protect the huddled masses and make sure everyone feels safe getting health care here.
So what inspired me is I'm a teacher and I teach high school, and I really want to show my students that you can be a part of the action and you can be a part of the change and to not be afraid to speak your truth and what is important to you.
Oh, I think there's frustration and anger at our government in particular and its failures, and people want to get out there and be heard.
Oh, well, I'm an old person who cares about the world. I have children and grandchildren, and I care about people who live in underdeveloped countries that are being ignored and denigrated by the president and the administration. I think that we have to resist that and get mobilized to make change.
What inspired me to come out here today was the community that the Women's March brings. I feel when you're in a, how can I say this? I feel that when there is a cause that people are here, are unified against, it's easier to communicate to people, it's easier to approach people, and I feel that it also helps bring or build a type of sisterhood.
We also asked, what changes do you hope to see as a result of these protests?
Well, a lot of changes. So what change would I like to see? That's a hard question to answer succinctly. I'd like there to be, yes, a change in leadership, a change in awareness, a change in practice, just a change to realize that equal rights are essential for women and for everyone.
Well, the change for this protest is already happening. You know, we were already out here in the streets, we're marching, we're putting our voices out here. We've got the young people involved, we've got the elderly involved, we have everyone involved. So the change is already happening. And hopefully it will continue to happen generation after generation, you know, until we see an actual change.
I just more positive energy instead of negative drain, so that people feel like there's a next step.
I mean, I think to just carry that thread and to not have to have, another gathering to be reminded of that, to just take this into our everyday lives and to continue to build on this energy and this movement and this momentum. Because, again, we have it. We just need to see it and use it.
Mm-hmm. What changed? What change do we hope to see from this action? This is a very small part of resistance. Resistance has to consist of periodically letting the Republicans and the Trump administration know that this won't work and it won't happen, it has to end. But more importantly than that, it has to involve taking action to retake a democratic government that is a government of the people, and both getting out the votes to make that happen and getting people to understand that policy will be very, very different if that happens. Today is the kind of thing that's really symbolic more than anything else.
Well, what change do I hope to see about this protest? I hope that the elected officials will feel the fire under their feet, that the people aren't going to go away and stop protesting. This is a great turnout, I can tell already today, and the people are still fired up and ready to let their voices be heard.
I'm hoping that this can awaken more people to the movement and to our cause.
I hope that the younger girls get really inspired and more girls go into science. That's my personal goal.
The changes I hope to see today, or as a result of today and days previous that happened, is to hope that they finally listen, because we are loud, we are proud, and we're actually more of the population than they are. So, yeah.
I hope a lot more people will become involved in this year's election. So I hope people will go get registered to vote and get out and vote on election day.
I think these protests continue to bring up the dialogue, very important dialogue that we have right now about the rape culture in this country and globally. I think we need to continue the dialogue about consent, and especially as a mom raising a young woman or a young person, they're going to decide what they are going to be when they grow up. It's really crucial that we continue putting pressure and affecting global consciousness around this conversation on violence against women. And so I'm here so we can continue putting pressure and sending the message that we're not going anywhere, and those who think that our bodies can be controlled and abused and frankly jailed, they're not going to win. We are going to resist, and we have male allies, we have young allies, we have elders, we have folks from every single community here, and frankly we're going to continue standing and creating conversations that are about justice and equity.
Change that I would hope to see as a result of these political actions, I guess I think the biggest change is cultural change and how boys are raised. And like raised to be a part of this, like a voice in this movement, not feel like uncomfortable in it. And I don't know, political action seems like the desired outcome, but more so like cultural change and how young boys are raised.
I hope the change will be that more people will realize how important it is to participate in our democracy at every level possible, from demonstrating to voting to getting people in better officials in office, those who stand up for the real America, not for hate, racism, and fascism.
I want to see gerrymandering dismantled. I want to see voter suppression ended. And I want to see the GOP out of power for good.
I hope that we will get a better president and we have a better world in life.
We're taking back both houses of Congress. That's the change we're going to see.
Some of the change that I hope to see is in my students. I teach at Berkeley High School, and I think that it's important for them to see and understand that the work of protesting and political participation is something that adults make a habit of, not just a one-time event.
On a larger scale, I hope that Congress sees this and is motivated to act in response to what the majority, I think, of Americans, or at least women and other minority groups, are voicing. And then I also hope younger generations see this and feel inspired and empowered to take action and be involved politically.
I'm hoping that the amount of people that are marching today here in Oakland, in San Francisco, across the state of California, across this country, can send a message to our politicians, both locally but also in Washington, about what kind of changes that we'd like to make, that we are not happy with the way that our system is being run at the moment. We're not happy with policies that are being enacted, and that we'd like to see change move in the direction of progress rather than moving back in time.
Well, I'm hoping especially with the Women's March, to see more women of color coming together and joining. You know, I think many women of color, unfortunately, have been feeling like they can't be a part of this march. You know, they see it more as a white feminist movement, and I really feel like it's important that all women of color join, you know, and for us to become more of a collective group, you know, as women to march together and bring our voices together.
I'm hoping to see all the issues getting a platform and the ignorance to stop. Like, the ignorance is just overwhelming and astonishing as to what is not spoken about, and not only not what is not spoken about, but what how things are dismissed, women's issues and gender issues and just all of it. One thing I would like to see is, I have a child who identifies as non-gender, non-binary, and I really feel that it's an important time to talk about not only people of color, but people of all genders and identifications for both gender and sexual identity. It's very important to me because my child is 18 and at school and out in the world, and they need a place and a platform. They need to feel safe, and women are just not only feeling safe, but our children are not feeling safe.
Probably, what do they call it? The blue wave, the midterms for 2018. We're trying to show people, not a lot that's going to change in California. But, you know, you look at the number of people that are out here, and you're going to go home and get on the internet and see the amount of people that are in cities all over the country. And there's probably not going to be a lot of change until we start electing people into office, into local office, that represent what all of these 10,000 plus people here are looking for. You know, that's the goal that you want to see, is you start local and you grow to a broader, larger collective.
I hope more people get involved. I hope more people are reading. I hope more people are educating themselves and going to the polls educated with plenty of information. There's a lot out there, and you've got to
educate yourself, and then vote.
Well, I think the changes we'd like to see as a result of today's political action is more coordination between all of the various groups to stand up against white supremacy and the unjust system that we have in the United States.
What I'd like to see from today's political action is I need that person impeached immediately. It's absolutely unjust. We can't stand by and have our Constitution just trod upon every day. So that's what I'd like to see.
I hope people will come away with a renewed feeling of hope and activism, and that will continue meaningful political action after this march. I think symbolically it's nice for us, and it's a good reminder to people who can't be here that we support them, and otherwise it's good to help us keep going.
This year's protest theme was surrounding voting, so I really hope to see a change in people coming out to the polls. And I hope that, like, our presence as sex workers at the march just inspires people to do some research about who sex workers are and how they can protect sex worker rights with legislation, especially. California just passed, or not California, I'm sorry. San Francisco just passed a really great law that sex workers can now come forward to the police if they've been assaulted at work. And that is like a really great legislation that could be spread, you know, worldwide if we get there. So, yeah, that's my hope.
Some changes that I'd love to see, policy change to help support education. I'd also like to see better turnout in the polls. Get people excited about politics and voting for what they believe in and taking part in the process. I'd really love to see policy change that helps support women and people of color and minorities.
I think people need to vote. I think we need to mobilize the vote. We've seen that so far in these special elections when people organize to get out the vote, and I did participate in some letter writing on that. We can make a difference. Alabama was, for everyone, a shocker. And granted, not all the Democrats that get elected are going to be the kind of progressive Democrats I would like. They will be a heck of a lot better than the Republican enablers we have in Congress now.
The changes that I hope to see is that women will have a say-so, that we will stand just as tall as the men. We will make the same amount of money. We will hold the same jobs, and that we will be equal.
And yes, what I want to see change today is that being a founder, an African-American woman, I want my voice to be heard. You know, I know what I'm worth, and I want the world to know that I'm worth that. And I don't want any kind of biases from the media to say that I'm not worth my dreams and that I want to be successful. I want women to be successful. I want us to have our voice. I want us to have equality, because it's ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Like, we even talk about, like, in the African American community, how we don't stick together. And then now you add a woman on top of that. Now you have whatever it is that the media said about you being a woman. Now you're African American, and then God forbid in somebody's eyes that you're lesbian or transgendered. So I feel like there's so many different levels of the necessity of support is that the basis is that we're all people. And with this Women's March, I just hope that people will see that women are women. Yes, we understand that there's a physiologically difference with, you know, men and women. But, you know, just because you're a man doesn't mean that you're able to hold a position in power. I feel like women can do it as well. And it was something that even as simple as recreating the structure with, let's say, traffic. And there was someone that actually died because they had a disability and they took out all the lights. And it's something as simple as if you were to bring someone that was a woman, they would have been like, okay, well, I'm going to bring it from a woman's standpoint. Somebody who is disabled, hey, look, I don't think this is going to be the best thing that we should do to reconstruct this whole traffic scenario. So if we diversify the people that are in power, I feel like we'll accomplish way more. Because I'm sorry, men don't know about how it feels to have a period. So maybe there should be a room that I can lay down in because I have really bad cramps. I also don't know about urinals, so I cannot sit here and make a law and say, oh, we don't need urinals as women, ban them. So I just hope from this march that, one, that this momentum keeps going, and then I also hope that people just see again that we're all people. Like, let's just take every aspect of people and make the good decisions and make it happen.
Thank you for listening to KACRLP, Alameda's coverage of the 2018 Women's March.